Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this autumn Sunday, October 20th, the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites you to the talk today at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, Understanding Alzheimer's with Dr. Margaret Leszko. And as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with our first musical selection of the day, Michał Bajor and Martwe Liście. I think you'll recognize the melody.
Niech tamtych dni choć okruszek najmniejszy do wspomnień dziś twoją nakłoni myśl o czasach, gdy życie było piękniejsze i słońca krąg błyszczał jaśniej niż dziś. Już martwe liście wiatr zimny porywa i gna i unosi je w dal. I dobrze wiem, że ich nic nie ożywi, a w sercu mam tęsknotę i żal. Powtarza wiatr, wiatr północny, miłości nie wskrzesisz ty, a ja nucę piosenkę twą i nie umiem zapomnieć jej. Piosenka ta lśni każdą nutką, że kochasz ty, że kocham ja, że pięknie żyć na przekór smutkom wspólnie się da każdego dnia. Lecz zazdrosny los nie próżnuje, gdy runie zaś kochanków świat. Życie powolutku zasypuje na piasku ich ślad, wspólny ślad. A martwe liście jesienny wiatr miesza, zasnuwa świat zimnym deszczem i mgłą. Lecz moja miłość jest od nich silniejsza, uśmiecham się.
And in the news from Poland, a year has passed since the parliamentary elections in Poland in mid-October. To mark this anniversary, President Andrzej Duda spoke in the same. Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski commented on the remarks and summarized his government's achievements. In recent months, Sikorski's ministry has successfully revived the Weimar Triangle, rebuilding relations between Poland, France, and Germany. Our voice is once again being heard in Europe, noted the head of diplomacy. In addition to exposing Russian lies on the international stage, Poland is fighting for a dignified burial for the victims of the Wołynia massacre and strives to speak with one voice on this issue, transcending divisions. Sikorski highlighted that he personally submitted requests to appoint 50 new ambassadors, the vast majority of whom are professional diplomats. Poland's top diplomat took to social media to address the ongoing conflict regarding President Duda's blocking of ambassadorial nominations. According to Sikorski, the president has the right to reject an ambassadorial candidate if he is not satisfied with the choice. However, he wonders why Duda has not yet signed off on any ambassadorial nominations for Poland. Does he really consider the dozens of professional diplomats I nominated to be agents and traitors? Following President Duda's speech in the Polish parliament, Sikorski was asked about the president's statement, which alleged that the candidates proposed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs had been trained at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. I got the impression that the president was insinuating these individuals are Russian agents. I think that's how we all understood it. Meanwhile, I remind you that these individuals were reinstated at the ministry due to court proceedings, Sikorski assured. Prime Minister Tusk's government and the foreign ministry have repeatedly warned the president that the lack of ambassadors in key positions worldwide amid heightened international tension threatens the safety of Poles. Critical ambassadorial positions remain unfilled in Israel, Ukraine, and the United States. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, new insights on Columbus's heritage. DNA experts concluded that Columbus was not originally a Genoese sailor, as previously thought, but instead came from a Jewish family of silk spinners in Valencia, Spain. This information may interest not only Americans, who celebrated Columbus Day last Monday. According to Reuters, Spanish scientists announced that 15th century explorer Christopher Columbus was a Sephardic Jew from Western Europe, based on DNA analysis used to solve a centuries-old mystery. A team of researchers headed by forensic expert Miguel Llorente analyzed remains buried in the Seville Cathedral, recognized as Columbus's burial site. They compared these samples with those of known relatives and descendants, and Llorente noted that the result is almost completely reliable. Experts suggest that the explorer, whose journey across the Atlantic transformed global history, was probably born in Western Europe. They contend that he may have concealed his Jewish heritage or converted to Catholicism to escape religious persecution. The DNA study challenges the widely contested theory that Columbus hailed from Genoa, Italy. Numerous countries have debated his origins and burial location, with some historians suggesting alternate theories that he could have been of Spanish, Jewish, Greek, Basque, Portuguese, British, or even Polish descent. Christopher Columbus embarked on a journey to find a new passage to Asia, but ultimately ended up in the Caribbean. His expedition received backing from Spain's Catholic monarchs. During the 15th century, around 300,000 practicing Jews resided in Spain. In 1492, the same year Columbus arrived in the Americas, they, along with Muslims, were mandated to either convert to Catholicism or leave the country. Genetic research from the University of Leeds in 2008 indicates that 20% of today's Spanish population has paternal lineage tracing back to Sephardic Jews. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Hello, Philadelphia and all around the area. Get ready for the biggest event of the year. It's your chance to hear Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. Sunday, October 27th, the Philadelphia Associated Polish Home wants you to be part of the annual Fall Polka Party with the music of the award-winning Dennis Polisky Maestro's Men. Drinks are available. And of course, they have the best Polish kitchen. To get tickets, call John, 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. What are you waiting for? Call John, 215-906-1825. It's Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men, Sunday, October 27th from 2 till 6 at the Associated Polish Home at 9150 Academy Road. You just gotta be there. I said,
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley. And today, October 20th, we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. Karol Cardinal Wojtyła, elected Pope, October 16th, 1978. St. John Paul II was born, Karol Józef Wojtyła, on May 18, 1920, in Wadowice, Poland, a small city just outside of Kraków. He was the third and youngest child of Karol Wojtyła Sr., a lieutenant in Poland's army, and Emilia Kaczorowska, the daughter of a Kraków upholsterer. His mother died in 1929 when Karol was 8, and his brother died of scarlet fever just 3 years later at the age of 31, cutting short a promising career as a doctor. His father passed away in 1941 when Karol was just 20 years old. Despite the early losses of his mother and his siblings, Karol had a typical childhood. He and his father were very close, and like other young people, Karol enjoyed playing sports like soccer, skiing in the mountains, skating on the Skawa River in the winter, and swimming there in the summer. After finishing high school in 1938, Karol and his father moved to Kraków, where Karol enrolled in the Jagiellonian University. He was forced to leave his studies when the Nazis invaded Poland and closed the school. During the Nazi occupation, Karol worked in a stone quarry and in a chemical factory. Had Karol not had these vital jobs, the Nazis likely would have deported him to Germany or sent him to the concentration camps. In an act of resistance to the Nazi occupation, Karol continued to perform in the Rhapsodic Theater, an underground theater that preserved the Polish language and culture in a time when one could be shot for merely speaking Polish. In 1942, after more than 2 years of discernment, Karol entered the underground seminary of Kraków, run by Cardinal Adam Sapieha, the Archbishop of Kraków. Karol was ordained in the fall of 1946 and immediately went to Rome, where he finished his doctorate in theology at the Angelicum University. And we'll pause here for one of John Paul II's favorite hymns, Czarna Madonna, with Mała Armia Janosika.
Thank you.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with St. John Paul II. Father Wojtyła served as a chaplain at Jagiellonian University while continuing his studies. He completed a second doctorate in 1953 at Lublin Catholic University and taught at the major seminary in Kraków and at Lublin. In 1958, after being appointed by Pope Pius XII, he was consecrated auxiliary bishop of Kraków. Bishop Wojtyła traveled to Rome again, this time to participate in the historic Vatican II Council. He was nominated Archbishop of Kraków in 1964 by Pope Paul VI, who made him a cardinal in 1967. Cardinal Wojtyła was elected pope on October 16, 1978, after the death of Pope John Paul I. Wojtyła refused the usual coronation ceremony and was instead installed as pope in a mass at St. Peter's Square in Rome. The first non-Italian pope since the 16th century, John Paul II quickly became one of the most recognizable figures in the world. In January 1978, just 3 months into his papacy, he made his first pastoral trip to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and the Bahamas, the first of many trips outside Rome. Pope John Paul II was the most traveled and arguably the most visible pope in history, making pastoral visits to more than 100 countries during his papacy, including 6 trips to the United States. And we'll pause here for Arthur Rubinstein and Chopin's Mazurka, Opus 67, Number 2. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, October 28, 1824, born Father Leopold Mochigemba, a priest and founder of the settlement at Panna Maria, Texas. The year was 1824. The place was Galveston, and the news of a strange sight drew vast crowds of gawkers to the dockside. There, a battered sailing vessel had arrived and began to discharge weary human cargo that seemed to some a circus, to others a crusade. Nothing quite like it had been seen in Texas before. There was a robed Franciscan monk carrying an enormous cross, and behind him walked some 800 men, women, and children who bore the entire contents of a Polish village on their backs, carrying their plows, bedding, cooking utensils, carved wooden chests and benches, and the cross from their church steeple from a Silesian hamlet. They braved the terrors of an ocean crossing and now headed inland to build the first Polish settlement in the U.S. Father Machigemba, their leader, had been in Texas 3 years earlier and induced this entire village to transplant itself into what many of these immigrants believed was the biblical land of milk and honey. What they found just 2 miles north of where the San Antonio River joined the Cibolo was a prairie full of rattlesnakes. The founding of the town of Panna Maria marks the beginning of the Polish peasant immigration. Although it took several decades after the Civil War for a mass immigration movement to begin. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with Baciari and Siedem Czerwonych Róż. I'm bringing you 7 red roses. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. It's that time of year. Leaves are falling, pumpkins are everywhere, and the award-winning Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men are returning for the Fall Polka Party, Sunday, October 27th, 2 to 6 p.m. Only at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philly. Polish kitchen, well-stocked bar, spacious hardwood dance floor. Call John Wiśniewski and let him know you'll be there. 215-906-1825. Sunday, October 27th at the Associated Polish Home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. Sing with the Marcella Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus, rehearsals Monday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Like to sing? Join the chorus. For more information, phone Dolores. It's a night out, ladies. And have you always wanted to learn to speak Polish? Now's your chance. The Ada Mickiewicz Polish Language School offers instruction in Polish language and history every Saturday morning. Interested? Give me a call, 215-627-1391. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the best polka band in all the land, who return to the Associated Polish Home next Sunday, October 27th, playing your favorites from 2 to 6 p.m. Here they are with the Rosalinda Polka. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia!